Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your host, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World.
It's Sunday, November 6, 2022, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga. Joining me is the PhD of East Ridge, Clint Powell. Good morning, Clint.
Good morning, sir. I like that. I like getting a degree I don't have to really earn except through making mistakes in life.
Well, you earned it far more than most people in school earned it.
There you go. I like that. Depending on what the conversation is. Sometimes I'm a PhD. Sometimes I'm an attorney. It just depends on what's needed. I'll just pull out my card.
I love it. Well, what's been going on with you? Anything new? What in the podcast world? I hear you have Jeff Stiles.
Yeah. Jeff's on with me 3 days a week now. I'm still doing all my other stuff, though. I release my 3 to 6 days of short coaching podcast in the morning, and then I still have all of my conversations with different people. Talking about all kinds of different stuff. DuringTheBreakPodcast.com. Thank you for letting me plug it.
Perfect.
Yeah, it's fun. It's going good.
All right. Well, nothing earth-shattering here on the edge of Nutrition World, but we are certainly rocking and rolling. We do about 300 people a day, and mm-hmm. I feel we're helping the community in so many ways. And part of that is to empower people as far as information to help them think clearly on health. And I've got some very interesting ideas coming up for our presenting new videos that I haven't told you about. I'm not sure I'm going to say it here on the radio quite yet because it's really a radical concept.
Well, can I bring up something?
What?
At the store. So I come in your store, I would say 4 to 5 times a month mm-hmm. minimum. This is silly, and it's not so much about the nutritional products you sell, but I got a new shaker. Mm-hmm. And I'm used to having the old shakers that's got the little wire ball in it. These shakers are shaped with twist to them.
Okay.
They're like, you know, they're Hella, whatever they're called.
I saw those, but I have never tried it.
So one of your guys said, hey, I think I've got one of these, and they work better than the other shakers. I'm like, there's nothing in it. He said, it's the way the twist is uh-huh. designed. Uh-huh. Fantastic.
Really?
Yes. They shake it up faster. It mixes everything together faster, better, easier to clean. And so here's my encouragement to people. If you do shakes, go in and get one of the, it's about $10 more than the other shaker, but it's worth it, and I love it.
What a weird switch of the seats here, because I'm on my game with the nutrients, but I'm not really on some of the accessory things at Nutrition World, and I've seen those shakers sitting in there, and you know, I do my shake 6 days a week, and I have that stupid little metal iron ball,
yep.
and it requires more washing than I want to do.
Yeah, and it's loud, and it's
yes.
and I just found that the way this is, and it could just be a mental game. It just might mm-hmm. work well if it was just a jump bottle, but the way they've designed it, I just like it. I like it way better. Just rinse it out.
Yeah.
You don't even have to wash it, but once or twice a week.
I am a super efficient in the morning kind of guy.
You'll like it.
I get up at 3:15 to 3:20. I do my shake about 3:35. And it takes me about 4 to 5 minutes to take my nutrients, my about 32 pills, and then I, drink my shake. I have added a few things to the shake. Not that I'm going to say people need to do it, but I'm adding cordyceps for my lung capacity because I do, work out very hard, and
right.
I try to do breath holding sometimes, and also a cacao type of chocolate powder that is certainly not tasty. But it has a lot of good health benefits. And then, of course, I'm using my glandular protein, which actually comes from some of the heart and other parts of
Dude, you're leaving me out of the loop on this. Well, I've got my shake based off the stuff you've told me, and you keep editing it.
Now, stick with what I told you originally. I'm still in the experimental stage at this point. But I do the thing that hasn't changed is greens powder, which is a life changer. I know people think, well, I eat some green foods. That's totally different than putting this powder. The powder is turbocharged to a level you can't imagine.
All right, so I would do the green vibrance. I yep. do a mushroom powder. I do the orange. What is it? The joint. The orange powder.
Yep. The vibrant.
The vibrant joint. Whatever yep. it is. I do NAC with a powder,
mm-hmm.
and I've got this purple. I cannot remember it, but it's for blood flow. and it's in a short bottle, but I do it. So I've got five things I put in mine. Perfect. And then I put in fiber.
Yes.
Through Benefiber, and I put in a little turmeric and just a touch of apple cider vinegar, organic.
You have done well, Grasshopper.
Thank you. I feel like everybody's listening goes, what the heck do I care what that guy takes every morning? I think people should go get those things, start off with your green drink, mm-hmm. get the shaker, and your life will be better.
It will be. And here's the deal. If you can do perfection at breakfast, you have bought yourself some room to play later in the day. That does not mean having M&Ms for lunch, but we can't always make good choices at lunch and supper and snacks. We can make the best we can. At breakfast, when you do a drink, you can make the most perfect choices
yeah.
because you can purchase products that are organic, clean, have the right numbers called macros, protein, fats, and carbs, and you mix it in the right liquids, and you're done.
And most of the time for breakfast, you don't have the other peer influence of friends at lunch or yes. family or friends at dinner. What do they want? Breakfast mm-hmm. can be solo for you, which is what I like.
And if you, I say this so often, if you start your day with the perfect nutrients, you set up a chemistry, blood chemistry for success. If you start your day with way too many carbs, not enough protein, and no healthy fat, you're basically doomed. You cannot burn body fat. You will not think as clearly because you can't fix a broken breakfast at lunch and supper.
I'm writing down a question I have for you later in this show, sir. I'm gonna ask you a question later on. I had someone text me a question about one of your protein bars.
Perfect. Okay. And so, speaking of that, I want to say that the Zunta bars, we are promoting them. As of last week, they're going to be $2.49. If you buy six, you get 10% off. No bar has the nutrient content and that bargain price for as long as they last. So come in and get those. And I want to say that on Instagram, I don't know if you've been watching on Instagram, Nutrition World, Clint, but I've been doing these. I won't say they're silly. I think they're informative. But I go to Walmart.
Oh, I've been watching them. Yeah.
Go to Walmart, and I'm getting older, so I'm ranting and raving like some of us old sages will do as we grow into dementia.
Right.
I mean, as I grow into old age. And I did Centrum, and I've done many things, but the latest ones are Centrum and Cheetos. And the Cheetos, I did that because my daughter said, Dad, do you realize how bad Cheetos are? And I thought, well, they're kind of just some cheese and corn flour. No, they have MSG as a fourth ingredient. MSG mm-hmm. is awful, 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 especially for children. So Instagram, Nutrition World is pretty darn cool. And I did add up, my lovely staff assistant, Cassie, added up for me on my TikTok. I now have 3.1 million views. Thank you very much, people, with 55,000 followers.
Wow, good for you.
And that is on Ed Jones 63 on TikTok. And it's just about fitness. It's just about working out. It's not selling anything. It's not really educating. I just enjoy talking about working out.
Right.
And because I'm there 5 days a week and still love it. I love it with my buds that I do at Gold's Gym.
Well, you tell me when I can ask my question.
Go.
Can I ask? How much time do we have?
We have 4 minutes. Oh, so ask okay. away.
So I sent someone your Zunta bar.
Yep.
I said, hey, go try this out. They're looking for a new protein bar. And they said, hey, I have a question. And this is a young person. And he was looking at the fats in it. Mm-hmm. And he was saying, hey, I see it's got some saturated fats, no trans fats. He goes, but it's okay. And he asked me, and in all fairness, it's my son. He goes, it's okay for stuff to have some fat in it. I'm like, yes. You got to have some fat in some stuff. And the trans fats, if I'm not mistaken, are the bad fats. Is that right?
They're the worst of the worst.
That's it. So I was trying to explain to him that the fats are okay in it. Now's a good opportunity to say, am I right?
If we think back on the culture of this world and the fact that most of the history has been built on hunters and gatherers, we didn't really grow wheat. We didn't grow corn and foods for the majority of our history on this earth. We hunted foods. Guess what foods have that are animals? They have a lot of fat.
Right.
And then what about nuts? They have a lot of fat. What about, I mean, just imagine the fat that's on all animals.
Yeah.
And they consumed it. They cooked it or they ate it. Back in the way days, they would eat it raw, most likely. Mm-hmm. We are genetically inclined to have a very high, healthy fat diet. High protein and modest to low carbs. That is the way, except during certain periods of seasons where we were available. Like, say we lived in areas where they had fruits. We would have those fruits at a certain period of time, but we wouldn't have them 24 hours a day for 7 days a week for all year.
Right.
And the thing that destroyed this country, one of the biggest insults was the fact that the the agenda of the food companies created the myth that fat is unhealthy. And what do you do when you decide fat's unhealthy? You raise your carbohydrates. And that has been disastrous for diabetes, aging. Every disease known to man is connected with what we call insulin insensitivities. And when you have that, which you can determine through blood testing, then you're doomed in certain ways that you're going to age faster.
Well, sugar tastes good and fat's bad for you is what I learned growing up.
Yep.
You know, because I ate my Frosted Flakes and I ate my Fruit Loops. And by the way, I still do every now and then. And fat is bad for you. But the trans fats are what happens when you process the food and stuff, right? Isn't that what happens?
Well, trans fats were made for a purpose of shelf life and easy, cheap oils to produce very processed foods. It did fantastic. That's why we love the taste of trans fats when we grew up. It is one of the few things that the U.S. government has done that was of huge benefit to the health of this nation, because they passed a law that says you cannot really market trans fats. Now, there's always loopholes. And I did an Instagram on coffee creamers, and the loophole, that's what they found, because on coffee creamers, it's mainly trans fat, but because the serving size is so small, it sneaks under the guidelines. So people who are using these unhealthy coffee creamers, you are throwing trans fat, which caused hundreds of thousands of heart disease and heart attacks and deaths in this country.
I got to get better at monitoring the trans fats.
So just, I mean, it's really, they're not found that many places. Coffee creamers are the one place that on Instagram I did a post on that.
Cool.
So again, we take control of our health by how? Not by listening to just one person, by educating yourself. And it's not that difficult. It just requires a little bit of, you know, we all listen to podcasts and things, and that's how you learn.
Yeah. Well, thanks for letting me ask it. I knew you'd have answers.
Well, if I don't, I BS my way through it. So thank you very much. It is time to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the lung bus. It's one of the few super diagnostic tools that I just have two thumbs up for. I really believe it can save so many lives, and it has no risk involved. I weigh everything against risk and benefit, because some of the medical testing, you have to really weigh it out, because if you're a healthy person and you do certain things and it has a risk, you kind of wonder, is it really worth that? So you have to look at the real facts, and that isn't always presented clearly. But in this case, the lung bus is a miraculous lifesaver. We'll explain that on the next episode. So that plus more to come as we continue. For the PhD of Eastridge Clint, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Rick Davis Golden Diamonds is your number one stop for buying and selling fine jewelry, antiques, watches, and coins. Are you ready to take the next step with your significant other? Love is in the air, and Rick Davis has you covered for all your wedding and engagement rings. Their annual bridal sale is going on now. They're buying and selling every day at Rick Davis Golden Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road in Chattanooga, or online now at rickdavisgoldendiamonds.net. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for your home radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring topics and guests all related to your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Holidays, football, and family gatherings. Yep, it's that time of the year. Leaves are falling, but the weather can't make up its mind. Hot to cold, cold to hot. If your heating and air gets confused, call Carter Heating and Air. Phone 899-1500. Yep, Carter Heating and Air is the last call you will need to make. Find them online at carterhvac.com.
Optimize U Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeUChattanooga.com.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner Clint Powell, but we got two exciting guests, and today is we're talking about the lung bus. We've done this before. It's an extremely exciting opportunity for people to, as I mention often, take control of your health. And you know, with my almost 5 years on this show and 43-year history of promoting a lot of holistic principles and nutrition information, I sometimes question the risk against benefit of many things, including even nutrients. And when it comes to testing, maybe some of the super testing, maybe medically, I also question that. But this one is not one I question. This lung bus and this whole concept that we're going to talk to Dr. Hedrick and Chris Draft about is a life-saving, and you have to consider this if you want to take control of your health. So I want to welcome both Dr. Hedrick and Chris Draft to Vital Health Radio.
Great to be here, guys.
Thank you.
And I'm not a big sports fan. I know Clint Powell here, the PhD of East Ridge. He knows all about sports.
Oh, yeah.
Chris is a superstar from the little bit I've just listened to the talk about. But today our focus is on saving people's lives through this easy, safe, non-invasive technique to determine lung cancer. Tell a little bit about that, Dr. Hedrick.
Yeah, so our one of the biggest things about any disease is really teamwork. Mm-hmm. It can't be just one individual. We have to understand the strategy. Lung cancer is one of those diseases. It doesn't have any symptoms. So there's no normal trigger that keeps you or tells you go see the doctor or go see someone about it. It also sneaks up on you because with there's no symptoms, you don't know until the latter stages. So we've learned. We've learned how to risk profile someone. You get over the age of 50, your genetics are playing out. You look at your exposures to life, your family history. The biggest tool we have now is the ability to kind of lift the hood of the body up, see what's going on inside. And it's not just with the lungs, it's with the heart, it's with your bone structure, it's with your stomach, your kidneys, and really use data to help drive what we're doing to stay healthier each day. And that's the cool concept of, I think, not only do we have a screening test that will save lives as far as lung cancer goes, we have the ability to actually live longer and live a better life if we use that data to our advantage.
That is what you call smart medicine and smart healing. There's no doubt. I've certainly watched healing for, again, 43 years. And I know there's a powerful story that you told me about you, Chris, in regard to your history with this. Can you tell a little bit about that?
Yeah, so my connection with lung cancer. So I mean, that's why we're here. We're talking about the lung bus, and you know, why am I excited about it? It really comes from my relationship with lung cancer, and that is my wife, Keisha. So when I finished up playing in NFL, I played 12 years in NFL. Got done. I was actually with the Redskins my 13th year, or Commanders, and got released at the end of training camp. So I was at home, and my wife, or soon to be wife, was challenging me to do P90X and run the 10K race. And then somehow, early December, she had a little shortness of breath. So 37 years old and a little shortness of breath. Had a great relationship with her primary care doc. So she went in. Well, number one, she called and got an appointment so she could go in. And they gave her some antibiotics, but also did a chest x-ray. The chest x-ray came back. She had a mass in her left lung. Mm. And 2 days after Christmas, 2010, we confirmed through a biopsy that she had lung cancer. A couple of weeks later, after a PET scan, we found out that she had stage 4 lung cancer. And then after a brain MRI, it was stage 4 lung cancer that had already spread to her brain. Mm. And so, you know, it's amazing how quick it can happen. You know, she, again, like I said, she was challenged me to do P90X and run a 10K race, and was a picture of health. And very quickly, stage 4 lung cancer. And, you know, there were some innovations that had happened in terms of treatment. Unfortunately, her makeup made it where she could not be on those particular drugs. So she ended up passing a year later, so December 27, 2011. But not before we got married. So November 27, 2011, we got married. And Before that day, she came to me. She said, what if we don't get presents? What if we ask our family and friends to support the foundation and really to fight for the lung cancer community? So she went from an individual battle that was critical that at that point turned into a battle for the community. Mm. And I said that's a huge transition that everyone has to kind of do their own soul-searching work on. And that is, there's a point where you have to decide, do you want to be an advocate just for yourself or do you want to be an advocate for everyone? That can include you.
Yeah.
It can include you, but are you ready to fight for everyone else? And that's what she did at that moment. But I think as I really reflect on the story, I think what's key, especially as we're on this this station right now and talking about just the overall aspect of lung health, is that she was honest about her body. You know, so she was working out, had a relationship with her body, and then she was honest about it. She didn't wait. You know, I say that guys, as a ball player, you know, we're great liars. You know, some of them be about to fall off, and we're like, oh yeah, we're good.
I'm good.
Yeah, it's all good. Yeah. So she didn't do that. She called the primary care doc up right away, and because she had a relationship with her primary care doc, got in right away. And then when she got there, she was honest about what was going on. And I so many people, I think they miss those parts as I'm telling the story, but I think it's absolutely critical. Again, taking care of your body, absolutely knowing that there's something that's wrong, being honest about that, trusting the system, having a relationship within the system, going in, and then being honest about that. And again, that doesn't take away the fact that she had stage 4 lung cancer, but it meant that I know without a doubt that she couldn't have diagnosed any earlier than that.
Yeah, so you have no regrets, one. Two is, she did not smoke.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Nope.
Because so many people think, well, I don't have much risk because I don't smoke. And that's just not true, is it, Dr. Hedrick?
No, it's not true. The only requirement is you have to have lungs. And I think whether it's in sports or whether it's in life, I think being honest with our bodies and really listening to it really will make a gigantic difference mm-hmm. in our life. Not just our longevity, but our quality of life. And this is just one piece. You know, what we're doing in Chattanooga is building a team to let people talk about lung cancer. Mm-hmm. Let those who are impacted by the disease know they're not alone. Encourage new generations of students to come up with innovation, but also create opportunities, certainly through your educational opportunities, your store, to take that look inside their body, see what's really going on, and then let's sit down and figure out a way to address specifically what's going on with you. And I really believe it'll lead to a strategy that leads us to a longer and a better life.
I love this, and I'll add one thing listening to everybody talk is the fear. Sometimes, I hate to say this, as human mm-hmm. beings, I don't want to know.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Does that make sense?
As
I'm a patient. I'm not a doctor on this. Yep. I'm listening to it going, I just don't want to know.
Part of the not wanting to know
that's
is the fear
bad part.
Of the treatment. The thing is, if you catch this early, it's I won't say it's minimal, but what happens if you catch it early? They operate.
The journey of the disease is totally different.
Yes.
Yeah. What you go through as a human being and your family is totally different. And your chances of surviving are much greater.
Mm-hmm.
But I just say, you walk into your store, look at all the things you could take. What we don't know is what we should be taking.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's unique and their health issues are unique. And one, recognizing what those things are, your genetic history, but using some guidance to it, I truly think ignoring it, putting the blinders on,
yeah.
being fearful of it, hadn't worked out very well for us, particularly us men.
That's right.
And I think a different approach is certainly worth trying. And it makes sense.
You know, in life they say pick your pain. Pick your fear, right? The fear of waiting too late or the fear of just sucking up and going find out and maybe being clear or at least you know what I've got to do next.
Yeah, absolutely.
The next step.
Well, and, again, using football, I'm a former football player, so I'll use that as an example. Is it when I say, men are liars, football players are liars, right? So they need encouragement. I mean, we're talking about millions of dollars on the line and it's hard for them to be honest about what's going on. And so I think hopefully as people are listening to us, we're pouring into their soul and saying, be honest, do it.
Yeah.
Don't be so scared that you don't go in. If you know that there's some man, we're pushing you, we're giving you some energy, please be honest and go in. Please.
And the thing is, the going in is so simple, isn't it, Dr. Hedrick?
It really is.
What does it mean? We have a lung bus. It'll be at Nutrition World. It's actually going to be there on November 10th. You go to nutritionw.com to learn more under our event page. But what happens when a person comes?
Yeah, so the idea is to make healthcare simple. Who doesn't know that it's inconvenient, expensive, difficult, mm-hmm. which is one of the barriers that allows us to walk away from that opportunity. So being at your store where it's a convenient location, you get on the bus, you're going to spend about 10 minutes on the bus. You're going to hold your breath for 20 seconds, get a quick look into your body. Mm-hmm. And then what we really want to do, which is the most powerful piece, is take that and say, all right, what three things can you work on to be a healthier you, a better you over the next year? Mm-hmm. And sit down with a strategy that makes sense for you, not guessing, mm-hmm. not just buying random products and hoping they're working, mm-hmm. but not knowing, but truly focusing it on data.
I love that. And, you know, you and I have talked many times, Dr. Hedrick, and, you know, actually Nutrition World has kind of a, we have labs where people come in and do preventative blood testing. And that's what it's about, is creating a strategy and plan and not guessing and having something concrete you can work from. We're all, we need personalized interventions in our lives, because what works for Clint doesn't work for me and you or Chris. And the Lung Bus on November 10th, again, will be there. And pricing, what is the deal with this?
Yeah, so unfortunately, the government's put some additional barriers focused on the smoking stigma. So mm-hmm. if you're a smoker over the age of 50, then it's usually covered in a Medicare or commercial insurance payment plan.
Okay.
If somebody's not, certainly they need to be at least over the age of 40, have family risk factors of cancer, then they can get scanned. It's $150. If somebody finds it's a financial hardship, usually we can find a way to still get it covered. The most important thing is we want a healthier Chattanooga, a stronger Chattanooga, and it's got to start with teamwork, with love, with making things easy. And
that's so $150 if you didn't have any insurance and you weren't correct. A smoker, that's a bargain.
Yeah. Most of your copay for even insurance plans is going to be more than that.
Yes.
And the more powerful than just getting it done is the conversation afterwards.
And are you going to be there?
I'll be there.
Oh, and I'll just tell everyone listening, Dr. Hedrick has been there at least on more than a couple occasions. Amazing. I mean, this guy is a genius. You're getting $500 worth of work, $1,000 for almost nothing here, or nothing if you're getting Medicare to pay. You'll never find this anywhere else.
Well, and you've already made it easy for me, because, you know, when I go to the doctor, they have the thing of risk factors.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this box and that box, not that box. You gave me one box to check.
Yeah.
Do you have lungs?
That's right.
And that's what I like. You made it real simple. So if you have lungs, this is a good thing for you to probably go take part in.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you're seeing the whole body. Every screening test, the colon, the breast, only looks at that one organ. The one advantage we have with this is you're seeing the whole chest. What else do most people in our community die of? Heart disease. You're really going to see what your heart, your coronary arteries look like, as well as your bone structure, all the things. I can't change God's plan for anybody, but I can change the quality of life you have and what you're able to do while we have time on this earth. And that's what our purpose is.
And it also does what's called a calcium score. Is that correct?
Correct.
And I am a huge proponent of calcium scores. Anytime we look at anyone with elevated lipids or many of the 17 risk factors for heart disease, and we're really unsure, we recommend get a calcium score, because that's going to give you a lot of indication of what has your life really done to produce plaque in your arteries and hardness and things that will end up devastating you. It's hard to get a calcium score normally, and this is the easiest, simplest way. And if you're just concerned about your cardiovascular health, come get a calcium score, which you're going to get everything else in the package for $150 or nothing if you have past smoking. Now, secondhand smoke, if someone comes in and says they've lived in a house with secondhand smoke, does that count?
Well, it doesn't count as far as the government and paying it. But again, our goal is to find a way to get everybody screened that we can.
Gotcha.
And engage them in their health. It's not just showing up, but showing up, sitting down, talking mm-hmm. about what's going on, and come up with a plan.
Mm-hmm. Well, you are great at coming up with that plan. And Chris, thank you so much for the very heart-moving story of you and your wife. And, you know, it's always sad to lose people, but when it gets returned into such a generous a piece to the puzzle like you have done to save other ones, what a blessing that is. What a blessing.
And can people find out more about that at the whiteribbonproject.org?
They can absolutely do that. You know, the White Ribbon Project, we've been able to make ribbons here in Chattanooga, and the key is making sure people know they're not alone. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the White Ribbon Project, it's an inclusive movement. So it's not, you know, my wife didn't have a smoking history, but the key is recognizing that the cigarette industry got indicted in 1998. For $206 billion. So we can't blame somebody that was literally, we proved, as a victim. So as we're talking about this, the Lung Bus too, is, and if you have a smoking history, don't be ashamed to go out there, mm-hmm. right? If you're struggling with the addiction that is smoking, there are people that can help you. right? We're going to say it is an addiction. For the people who have stopped smoking that are former smokers, can I say, man, what an amazing, amazing thing that you did. We're talking about one of the greatest accomplishments in their life based on what we know is an amazing addiction, right? So, you know, White Ribbon Project, yes, is an inclusive movement that says that we have got to make sure our survivors know they're not alone. We've got to make sure that we embrace our community because we want to, as Dr. Hedrick said, we want to build a team that is around them that is making sure we find it as early as possible. And if we, you know, if we don't, you know, we're preventing it. If we find it early, we get to it. We're treating it at the highest level. And then we're doing research to make it better. And then just meeting people where they are.
Hey, hallelujah, brother.
I feel, thank you for I feel the like sermon. We're at church a little bit. I like that. Yeah,
that's God's everywhere.
Again, go to nutritionw.com under events to look more information for this and where Clint said on the other site. And thank you, Dr. Hedrick and Chris, for joining us. This is a special day that will not be forgotten, and we're going to do super promotion and do some super life-saving. That is means it's time to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have a lot more information on health and take control information. So that plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones. Stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Having trusted medical care in your neighborhood is critical to a healthy life. CHI Memorial offers several convenient locations around the Chattanooga area to better serve you. Nationally recognized in both quality and excellence, CHI Memorial has trusted board-certified doctors from a broad range of specialties and convenient local offices delivering primary and specialized medical care to you and your family. Finding a CHI Memorial physician is easy. Visit chimemorialmedicalgroup.org.
Rock 105, your home for racing talk radio every Monday at 6 p.m. Join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr for the latest news in NASCAR on and off the racetrack and, well, some other craziness. Dude, what about all these changes ahead in 2022? We'll break it all down and cover it all each week. Tune into Racing Talk Radio, presented by Vascular Institute on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake, a radio show about all things Chattanooga. Don't miss it, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
You should feel secure in your home, even when you're not there. ADS Security can do that for you. ADS provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Professional home security installation, 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and 100% wireless.
Automate your home security system to work for you, all from the touch of your smartphone. Choose ADS Security. Find them online at adssecurity.com.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
I'm Matt Davis.
And I'm Darren Johnson.
Join us for a great podcast called Chattanooga Fitness Download.
It's a podcast about healthy living, fitness, exercise, and bodybuilding.
And some other craziness as well.
You can expect many great guests and a lot of fascinating stories.
Find Chattanooga Fitness Download at your favorite podcast location.
Click the subscribe button for all future podcasts.
Also, follow us on Instagram and Facebook.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my buddy Clint Powell. Want to make one quick correction. That was one of my most exciting probably interviews we've ever had in 4.5 years.
Man, well, first of all, the doctor, his energy is great. Super smart, very down to earth.
So caring.
Yeah. And then Chris, his energy. I mean, believe it or not, if you listened and you were like, that guy's got energy, he toned it down.
He did.
To go on the radio. So the studio was full of energy for about 20 minutes. Yeah.
I do want to make one slight correction. Dr. Hedrick told me after the session that we did, he won't be in the bus doing the consultations, but he's going to do it by phone.
Gotcha.
So it'll still be done. And that's a free consultation by a 25-year veteran in the medical world. That's tremendous. I do want to say that we also at Nutrition World on November 14th has a free lecture on Monday at 6 p.m. Again, nutritionw.com under events. It's going to be about IBS, bloating, and constipation, and it has to do with transforming your health. It's a digestive health lecture from a Dr. Tracy Kreider, naturopathic physician, that is fantastic. Please go on to Nutrition W and sign up for that.
People do not understand. I think you understand as you get older, but we do not understand the impact of our gut on our brain, the impact of our gut on our immune system, on our joints, on everything. A lot of it starts with our belly.
So much. And the more I research and learn after 43 years, I just actually went to a seminar 2 days ago, Clint, and it was one of the best I have heard in years that explains exactly why leaky gut and gut damage in the intestinal tract has to be addressed and managed, or the other symptoms you have will never be fixed. You have to go to the gut first. And there's protocols for that. Again, this is where we step out of the traditional medical model to look into the more professional, holistic avenues and options that you have. And so that is available. Okay. I got a lot of different notes here I want to get by. One is, I found this cool little site, and it's cool in a certain way. In another way, it's like you don't want to get obsessed, but it's called iwaspoisoned.com. And I just stumbled upon it. You do it, and every town has it. It has to do with food poisoning. So if you go to Waffle House and you eat and you get sick an hour later and you think it is food poisoning, you go to iwaspoisoned.com. Now, I mentioned Waffle House because this morning I got a notice that someone, and they had a lot of descriptions about how sick they were, and they told exactly what they ate. They had the hash browns, the steak, and something else at the Waffle House. And several hours later, they started getting very, very sick. It's kind of cool. iwaspoisoned.com.
And I love the Waffle House, by the way. I love the Waffle House.
Who doesn't?
I don't know. It's one of my favorite places on earth.
The bathroom likes me after I go, so I don't really go because that's listening to my body. And if it's trying to get rid of it 45 minutes later, it's not a friendly food.
But every now and then, it's good to have some, you know, some pancakes, I mean, some waffles and some sausage.
It all depends on the price you pay. All depends on the price you pay.
I've sidetracked us.
Yeah, you talked earlier in the first segment about cereals. I found this very interesting. And occasionally, again, I'm kind of impressed with some of the FDA stuff. This FDA came out and said there's now 7 cereals that do not meet the healthy guidelines. Now, when I say that, these cereals have been advertising on their labels like they're health food, and they're simply not. And a couple of these were obvious, but a couple weren't.
Oh, I'm a little scared here.
I only listed 6 of the 7.
Why?
Raisin Bran.
Okay.
Kind of thought, because it had a lot of fiber, that it would
Bran.
Be. Cheerios, Honey Nut, that one's not a surprise. Honey means sugar, lots of it. Corn Flakes, I kind of thought that would be a neutral food.
I thought that was just the healthy version of Frosted Flakes.
Me too.
Frosted Flakes, and I was like, well, they just removed the Frosted, and now they got the boring, sad flakes. I don't want that.
Frosted Mini Wheats, which you see the sugar right on top, so you understand that. Life cereal, but the one that really gets me is the last one, Special K. I thought that was... I didn't think it was a health food cereal because I'm a connoisseur and I know better. Oh. But the general public thinks Special K is a health food.
All right, here's my 2 favorite cereals. Now, I'm not talking about my favorites like the Fruit Loops and the Frosted Flakes and all that. But my 2 healthy ones are Grape Nuts and Honey Bunches of Oats.
I don't know if they tested all those, but Grape Nuts I would think would be.
Grape Nuts.
Yeah. I mean, lots of fiber.
A little stevia, some banana,
okay.
A little skim milk.
You always make me hungry during this show.
Yeah. I represent the common folk out here just trying to make it on some cereal.
That is the exact comment I've heard from many people, that you represent the common folky. One of the other notes, because I'm always reading every single day, I try to keep up with the current news of the day and the week as far as, you know, both health and plus COVID. I've got some real good notes on COVID here I've got to get across. But I know this doesn't apply to you, or maybe it does, and you're not going to tell anybody, but sports bras, I know that, you know, things happen behind closed doors that you don't talk about, but sports bras was tested by the Center for Environmental Health. And actually, this is not a super surprise to me. We tend to forget how many chemicals are used in the processing of so many things. And that's clothes. Clothes use a lot. That's why I don't want to wear clothes until they're washed one time. They're using very toxic stuff in blue jeans and T-shirts and things, unless they're organic. And just washing them one time tends to get a lot of it out. But these sports bras, that doesn't do it. The Nike, the Brooks, the Pink. What happened is they tested people and found that it raised their level of BPA, which is a very carcinogenic chemical in the bodies of humans, by 22 times what the government allows.
Just because, by putting on the...
Well,
the,
sweating into it.
Yeah.
Yeah, the sports bra and sweating.
Wow.
Again, take control of your health by getting these little bits of information. It just means, you know, do something else instead of that or whatever. Maybe if you washed it a few times before. I don't know if they were doing it on fresh bras or ones that had been washed. I truly believe if you wash it two or three times, it's going to take most of those chemicals out.
Yeah, the scariest thing about that part you just said was that you put me in a sports bra to start this off with. Uh-huh. That mental image should terrify people enough to go ahead and wash your sports bras. Wash that out of your brain, people.
Get I don't
that
think out it can be image. Done. Okay. I'm sorry. It's already
ingrained.
Yes, it's like a tattoo.
All right.
Hey, I got to talk about COVID a little bit.
All right.
There is a bunch of good stuff coming out that one is some things are always good to know. This is one of those simple tips that one traditional medicine will not embrace because they don't want to embrace simplicity. And the media certainly won't. But a simple nasal wash within 24 hours of diagnosis had shown to reduce the chance of hospitalizations by 8.5-fold. That is humongous, better than any treatment that the medical community has, just by a nasal wash.
What now, kind of nasal wash?
You can do salt water, or better is a little bit of peroxide, or we sell a product called X-Clear at Nutrition World. That's a nasal spray. And this X-Clear washes out any bacteria and viruses that are clinging to the nasal passages. X-Clear was something that we actually started promoting on day one of COVID a long time ago, because we knew that it did that. Now this study has come out that shows that.
So I want to just kind of, because I know you got your list, but so I want to say this back to you. So you've got a nasal wash, but you have a nasal spray.
It's a nasal spray called X-Clear.
But it flushes you out?
What it does is it prevents the virus and bacteria and pollen from sticking. So what happens is it just has to go and it rids itself. It doesn't stick and cause sickness. But you can just put some salt in some clean water. Please don't do tap water. Try to use some purified. But just do some salt water a little bit in your nose. And some warm, and you know, suck it up in your nose in the morning or afternoon a few times if you got, you know, around somebody with COVID. What a simple, simple common sense thing.
Wow.
Because our nose harbors so much because it's the filter of the body. That's why mouth breathing is so horrendously unhealthy. And that's also why I tape my mouth at night every time I sleep. And if you want to know about that, go to theholisticnavigator.com and type in the word breath, and you can hear me discuss the whole studies on that. I want to say, and I normally have gotten off this path, but I used to say the coward of the week. Well, I heard of this place called the Art of Living Retreat in Asheville, North Carolina, and it looked really cool. Somebody had told me about it, and I thought, you know, I'm just going to look at that because I used to go on retreats, and maybe this might be a potential. Come to find out, they still require full vaccinations of the three major brands, and you have to show proof, or you cannot even stay at their little retreat center. And I sent them an email saying, this is not what's going on anymore in this world. We're talking about people who eat organic foods, probably exercise all the time, extremely healthy, and they're not allowing anyone up there unless they have full vaccination cards. Old school, very foolish, coward of the week to me.
Well, and two, did you see I think we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, the CEO, I think it was from Pfizer, that was testifying before the international committee, that they never tested the the vaccines for transmission, if it prevents transmission. Mm-hmm. Now, we were being told that it would. But she basically came out and said, no, we just didn't have time to test that. And my thought was, well, then on what basis were we being told that by the leaders and the politicians and the health professionals when they said it was going to help save grandma and stuff, which is one of the reasons I got the vaccine.
Bingo.
where were they getting that data? So either they were getting the wrong or bad or information, or they didn't have any and they would just wanted you to get the vaccine.
Bingo.
And so that, and that's just Clint's opinion. I don't represent anything.
But it makes total sense. Yeah. So there's not, you cannot say anything but that if you're common sense looking at the whole picture. Now that we're down the road.
That's
now,
it.
Again, and you said this before, we all were subject to whatever was coming our way because we were completely collapsing in fear. We did not know. And I'll give them credit. They did not know.
That's it. We were making decisions, and then you can go onto your list, but we were all making decisions based off a bad decision either way. A vaccine that a lot of us didn't know. We knew that hadn't been tested. We were worried about the after effects. We were getting asked questions. We're told to shut up. And then on the other side, if you didn't get the vaccine, a virus that was could potentially kill you or your loved ones, there was really no good decision in that.
No, nope, you're so, right. Anyway. A little tidbit, which kind of hurt my feelings a little. I'm not big into this, but I really like it, is Dr. Greger, who I disagree sometimes, but he really is sharp about digging into the medical details, found, and it's on nutritionfacts.org, that incense, I like incense, that it has four times the particulate matter as cigarettes do. So if you're breathing a lot of incense, then it's really not healthy. And here we are talking to the lung bus in segment two, Dr. Hedrick. I mean, any of these things can impact the lungs. Now, it's just one of those little baby steps. And again, I think you can burn incense and it, you know, one little stick in a big house is fine. But, you know, some people burn a lot of incense and it's just an interesting little tidbit of information. And also, there was a poll called the Marist Poll, and I read this morning. 75% of Americans are using nutritional supplements, and 70% are likely to support candidates who also support and protect the rights of nutritional supplementation. And luckily, and as I've spoke before on Vital Health Radio, Durbin, who is a piece of you-know-what, he tried to get a bill passed on the fifth time in the past 10 years that would basically make supplements a prescription. And it would be the biggest joke on earth, of course. But also, last thing on COVID.
Okay.
There's a site. And I know one time, Clint, and I was very thankful for you to saying this. You know, I want to put people, not just me speaking things without some connected to the real research and where it came from. Well, V-Safe is a site that's now managed by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control. V-Safe is the way it is. And it's a record of the amount of side effects that vaccinations has caused. It's run by the government. This is not some left wing, right wing, or any ring. It's just the government. Doesn't mean it's right, but at least it's not some other group. And they found that 7.7% of people with vaccinations required medical care after the shot. That's pretty dang scary. 7.7. That doesn't mean hospitalizations. It means they had a side effect worthy enough of consulting a medical professional after the shot. That is, to me, very scary stuff.
Yeah, I'd like to get on that side. Does it tell you, does it go into detail on what?
It does. Okay. It's very, very informative, almost to the point where you'd have to want to dig into it.
Gotcha.
But V-Safe is a site to dig into because they don't really want that information out. And if it's that bad at this point, I'd be watching out.
Yeah,
watching out. And again, I say I'm not against all vaccines. I'm against healthy people being forced to take them.
I'm not against this vaccine.
Yep.
As long as it's between my doctor and me and my personal individual circumstance.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be having a couple words of wisdom and a couple more tidbits for taking control of your health. So that plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell and Ed Jones, stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Ugh, I am stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
Guess what? We talk about it all on During the Break podcast, which you can find on your favorite podcast platform. Religion, politics, business, marketing, sales, exercise, nutrition, entertainment, adventure, life. Plus, I do some solo episodes about lessons I've learned along the way. You name it, we talk about it on During the Break podcast. Just search it on your favorite podcast platform, During the Break podcast, with Clint Powell.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location. Search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Optimize U Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at optimizeuchattanooga.com.
Holidays, football, and family gatherings. Yep, it's that time of the year. Leaves are falling, but the weather can't make up its mind. Hot to cold, cold to hot. If your heating and air gets confused, call Carter Heating and Air. Phone 899-1500. Yep, Carter Heating and Air is the last call you will need to make. Find them online at carterhvac.com.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I'm Ed Jones, along with my buddy, partner Clint Powell. And I want to say real quick, and you explain this, Clint, before I give the words of wisdom, people who want to hear this show on other platforms.
Yeah, so if this, of course, it's on the radio, 98.1 The Lake, but it gets released every Tuesday on all of your podcast platforms, Vital Health Radio Download. So if you miss it today or you came in late and you want to hear part of the stuff we were talking about, just wait till Tuesday, go to Apple, Spotify, iHeart, Google, whatever, and then listen to it there. If you are on Apple, you should leave us a review and a rating. It helps us grow the podcast part of the program.
Perfect. There you go. Thank you. Well, again, as I do many times, I want to read from the Stoic literature. That is people from many, many years ago, like Marcus Aurelius and from the Roman days. I love this one. Human beings have been putting things off for as long as there have been things to do. We tell ourselves, we'll do it when we're older, after we finish, when we have more time, when the seasons change. We tell ourselves we'll do it tomorrow. And yet, even the Bible rebukes this tendency as not only lazy, but entitled, referring to our arrogant schemes about what we plan to do this year or next, this week or next week. As if we decide that, as if we can take that for granted. Why, you do not even know what will happen tomorrow, reads James 4:13. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. In Meditations, written by Marcus Aurelius, he reminds himself that while today is for certain, tomorrow he could be embalming fluid and ash. We could leave this life right now, he says, and that must determine what we do and say and think today, not tomorrow. Memento mori means you are mortal and you can die any moment. So go play with your kids. Go apologize to your brother. Tell that person you love them. Speak out about the things you think are important and stop sweating things that don't matter. Stop deferring what you have always wanted to do and stop deferring what you know you were meant to do. What you know is right to do. Don't be arrogant. Be humble. Realize you cannot assume that you will get 6 more months, let alone 6 more years. So while you are blessed in this life with this life, use it. Use it. Powerful stuff. And I certainly have tried to embrace that. You know, all of us go through periods and chapters of our life where we enter a whole new era. Mine, we've had many, all of us, including you, Clint. I know one of mine was divorce. And I, after divorce, my middle name, I tuck on as official. And it was Yes, Y-E-S. And I don't mean that to be funny or any other way. I had lived a life that was boring. I had lived a life that had too much fear in it, where do you want to go salsa dancing? Oh, no. Well, the no was really from fear, because I didn't want to look silly. Do you want to learn to fly a plane? Do you want to do this? Do you want to? There were always mainly no, because I was programmed for that. Well, I made myself say yes over and over and over, and it's been one of the best blessings of my life, is that yes word.
How much time we got? And then I can add. If not, I can just wrap it up with you.
No, we got about 4 to 5 minutes.
I won't take that long at all. But I, one thing that I, listening to what you just said and then your personal take on it, I had this experience at a fire pit this week, and I had this experience around my fire pit quite a bit. And I think it's a place of healing for most people. When you said that we are nothing but mist, now this is going to sound weird, but a lot of times when I'm doing a fire pit, if I'm by myself and I don't drink tequila, and I don't drink much at all, but every now and then, literally just once every few months, I will have a little thing of bourbon, a small little thing of bourbon. But really, even without the bourbon, this has happened. I will sit there in the fire and it'll be crackling and the smoke will be coming up. And I go back to hearing my kids when they were young around that fire pit.
Really?
I can hear them. I can hear us playing the songs and the music and playing the games. And this is going to sound really weird. I can still envision the memories from the relationship. I was married for almost 21 years. We had good memories around that fire, those fire pits. And I think sometimes we think of stuff as sad. I think we misunderstand. Melancholy is okay. So the reason I bring that up is, listening to you, I think how you look back on those memories and realize that was a good time. That relationship may be over. The kids may be grown. But don't look at it with bitterness. I look at it and like, man, how lucky was I to have great moments written into my story like that.
Mm.
And that doesn't mean I don't have more great memories still to come.
Mm-hmm.
But when I hear that fire and that smoke coming up, and I hear my kids, and I can feel the game and hear the games and the wind blowing and the fall, it takes me back to those moments. And I'm appreciative that even though life has changed, I still have that as a great page in a big, long book.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's well put together. And I think you're right. We tend to sometimes, we don't run from it, but we diminish some of those trophy memories that we had for multiple reasons. Like if it's packaged in some ugly Christmas wrapping paper, we just kind of throw the whole gift away.
The failed relationship, it doesn't mean that memory of that moment was bad, though. That's a good thing.
Oh, I had, during the worst of any time, I don't care if it's being at a hospital with my father who's passing away, I had some beautiful moments that would not have been there if I had not been with him as he was dying.
There you go.
And so what a jewel and a treasure to me. And trying to chase happiness and run from pain is simply, to me, not the path of my life, because I feel it's okay to not be okay in the moment, because who knows what that moment's going to bring, as it did with you around that fire pit.
It's a mirage, man. You can run to happiness, and when you get there, happiness is the next mirage.
And it never ends. It's like a dog chasing its tail until you realize the illusion of that story.
You die tired and unhappy. You've never captured it.
Yep. And you keep. And then at the end of many people's lives, I think they cling on with their fingernails because they're still circling into, I'm pushing away this and I'm going to grasp something of hope and pleasure and I'm going to live. Well, no, sometimes we have to surrender and be in the moment.
I'm happy now.
Exactly.
That's to say it.
The now
in the moment.
Moment is what produces the next happy now moment. Last little thing on EMF, that one of the true blue things that I talk about, go to antennasearch.com. It's really interesting. I did that before I came over at Nutrition World. We have, within 3 miles, we have 344 towers. 149 antennas. I'm not really sure the difference between a tower and an antenna, but there's a lot of EMFs going on. Again, that's why I want to recommend people to do a sleep sanctuary. Get your phones, get everything away from your head 5 feet before you go to sleep at night. Last little tip.
You would hate how I go to bed at night.
I don't want to hear about it.
No, it can make you mad. You would smack me from across the table.
I know. As long
as
you don't.
Right here.
As long as you don't describe the bra that you're wearing at night.
That's ridiculous.
So
that's none of your business. Thank you very much. I'll thank you to mind your own affairs.
Guess what? That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. We thank you for listening. We'll be back here again next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones from Nutrition World. Have a healthy, safe, and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.